Yes, the Barefoot Broadcast here. I do have something that I'd like to bring to the show as well, if I may, Jay, or did you want to?
Yeah, no, that no, you do. Please do.
Okay, because there's been a bit of a theme of this Mercury in retrograde thing and how it might be that there are the astrological effects on us. And then
Yes.
I got some great clarity with that from Ben last night, Ben Stubbs, who does the Law of Attraction. We're not calling him the Agony Uncle anymore. We're calling him the Bliss
No,
Brother, the Bliss
the
Bro.
Bliss Brother, Bliss Bro. I love it.
Yeah,
Absolutely love it. It's more
and
him.
he said, come, basically, to cut to the chase, come on, Carl, stop blaming Mercury in retrograde. You can always, take care and be responsible for your own vibration. But having later overnight and today, it
Yes.
just made me think again about, destiny, fate, free will. And I
Yes.
just wondered what you had to say about that, Jay and Solomon, about, some people think that everything's mapped out, so whatever you do, you're not going to really be able to change it. My own view is that in some ways things are mapped out. It's like, lessons to be learned. And then other things, I've got complete free will. And I'd just like a bit more clarity on that, really, on how it is that, we're on a spiritual journey. Can we take it completely by the horns at one end of the spectrum and go to work on ourselves and do all those, all the spiritual development and have that sense of being completely responsible? And then there's the other times when I, and I'm sure other people are thinking, it's in the hands of fate and destiny here. It doesn't really matter what I do. This is going to unfold and I might as well just enjoy the ride. Can you furnish that a bit for me?
Oh yes. I had this I
I've got
was waiting for you to ask me that one. Well, right. What Solomon is about to say is that right, we have been asked this question many, many times, and we are very happy that you have asked it again, because each time it is asked, we clarify and expand a little further with the answer. And what we would say to you is, it's a bit like getting into one of your aeroplanes, and sometimes you are coasting along in autopilot, which is fine, and sometimes you set the course. It is exactly the same with your life. You come forth into this life experience to enjoy being a human being, but you are given free will, and you are given free will for a reason, and that is so that you can co-create your own destiny, if you like. Destiny just means destination. Where are you destined? Where would you like to be destined for? You can actually choose and decide your destiny, destination. Does that make sense? And what we would
Oh,
also
yes.
say to you on the question of Mercury and all the planets, every living thing, everything in the universe and beyond is a vibration. First and foremost, it is a vibration, a frequency. Every single thing, without exception, emits a frequency. There are certain people who are, so to speak, below the radar of certain aspects of astrological and planetary alignments and forces, so to speak. When you are not a deliberate and conscious co-creator of your life experience, you are kind of cruising along on autopilot. And in a way, it's like when these things hit your plane, it makes you go off course. And whether you know these things are happening or not, it still happens, because it's happening by default. Does this make sense? And
Oh,
so
yeah.
when you are finally aware that you are a deliberate co-creator, your vibration rises above that set point, so to speak. Does this make sense?
Yes, it does.
And so it's a bit like filling a balloon with helium. When you're below the radar, you can get hit by all of the flak. When your vibration increases and raises, you are lifted above it. And so all planetary and natal influences do not affect you anymore, as they do some people who are not as aware. Does this make sense?
Oh, yes.